It's so good to be with you again.
各位早上好，能够跟大家在一起，非常高兴。
Last time I was with you, we spoke about three amazing births.
上一次我们曾经在这里讲过生殖奥秘。
Today I want to look at three significant deaths.
今天我们在这个地方要讨论三种死的意义。
Nearly 2,000 years ago, a great crowd gathered in the city of Jerusalem.
差不多在2000年以前，耶路撒冷有很多的人聚集。
This was the Jewish Passover festival, when the Jews celebrated their deliverance from long bondage in Egypt.
这是犹太人的逾越节，他们在这个节期聚会。是为了要庆祝他们在埃及为奴之地得到释放。
According to the custom, and to symbolize this deliverance, the Roman governor of Judea released one prisoner.
根据当时的风俗，也是为了纪念他们得到拯救，所以罗马派驻在犹大的巡抚就要释放。
Pilate, who was the governor at this time, offered the Jews a choice between Barabbas, a rebel and a murderer, or Jesus, their rightful king.
那个时候，犹太人的巡抚叫比拉多，他就让犹太人在两个人中间选择一个，一个呢，名字叫做巴拉巴，巴拉巴是一个强盗，是一个杀人犯。另外一个就是耶稣基督，他们真正的王。
Pilate knew that it was out of envy that the Jews had delivered Jesus to be crucified.
比拉多晓得，是因为犹太人的领袖，他们出于嫉妒的心，所以。他们要把耶稣钉十字架。
He knew that Jesus had done nothing worthy of death, and so tried hard to release him.
他晓得耶稣没有做过什么该死的事情，因此呢，他就想努力释放耶稣。
But persuaded by their jealous leaders, the people cried, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
但是比拉多被那些嫉妒的犹太人的领袖他们所说服了，因为群众喊着说钉死他，钉死他。
And so Pilate weakly gave in, releasing a murderer but delivering the Son of God to be crucified.
因此比拉多他就放弃了他的努力，他释放了一个杀人犯，那么把耶稣基督就是神的儿子送去钉十字架。
We've just been singing about Golgotha, Calvary, about the old rugged cross, and today I want us to follow the crowd to Calvary.
我们刚刚才唱过一首诗歌叫哥哥他山的十字架，我们现在就要来跟着这些群众到加略山来看一看。
Calvary was the place of public execution, and I want us to watch the crucifixion.
加略山呢是一个刑场，我们现在就希望各位来看一看这一次行刑的情形。
Now if we had time we could turn to Luke 23 and read verses 32 to 47.
我们请打开《路加福音》第23章，我们从第39节来看到47节。
We haven't time to read a long passage, so we'll just read a few verses. I'll read in English, and Brother Tang will read in Chinese.
我们本来如果有时间的话，可以从32读到47，但是因为时间的关系。我们只少读一点，
39. And one of the malefactors who were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us.
39节, 那同定的两个犯人, 有一个讥诮他说, 你不是基督吗? 可以救自己和我们吧?
But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?
那一个就应声责备他说, 你既是一样受刑的, 还不怕什么?
And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing amiss.
我们是应该的, 因我们所受的与我们所做的相称, 但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
就对耶稣说, 主啊, 你德国降临的时候, 求你纪念我。
And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto you, Today you shall be with me in paradise.
耶稣对他说, 我实在告诉你, 今日你要同我在乐园里了。
Here we see three men who are condemned to die the most awful death.
在这个地方, 我们看到有三个人 背叛受最可怕的死刑。
I want us to see the dying sinner.
首先我请大家要看这个垂死的罪人。
The dying savior.
另外还有一个受死的救主。
And the dying saint.
还有一个受死的圣徒。
First in verse 39 we see the dying sinner who is dying in his sin.
首先我们看到是39节的那个要死的犯人，他是死于他个人的罪孽。One
of the malefactors who were hanged with Jesus railed on him saying, If thou be the Christ, save yourself and us.
有一个跟耶稣同定十字架的犯人讥诮耶稣说，你不是基督吗？
Let us see three things about this malefactor, this evildoer.
我们现在来看这三个人当中的这个坏人，就是做恶事的。
First, the sinner's rebellion.
首先我们看到是罪人的悖逆。
This man was dying as the result of his rebellion against God and against the law of his land.
这个人 之所以受死，是因为他背叛神的结果，也是因为他触犯地上律法的缘故。He
had broken God's commandments.
他违背了神的诫命。God's
word says, Thou shalt not kill, Thou shalt not steal, Thou shalt not bear false witness, Thou shalt not covet.
神的话这样小于我们说，不可杀人，不可偷盗。 不可做假见证，不可贪婪。Doubtless
he'd done all these and a lot more.
毫无疑问的，这个坏人，他一切神叫不可做的事，他都做了，而且做的还有过之无不及。He'd
broken God's law, God's law of love.
他违背了神爱的律法。
In Matthew 22, verse 37 and 38, Jesus said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the greatest
commandment. 诫命中的第一，且是最大的，这是主耶稣讲的。
But he hadn't loved God or man. He had broken God's commandment. He'd sinned against a holy and loving God.
那么他呢，这个人呢，他违背了神他的 爱的律法。
And from the creation of the world, from the first couple, Adam and Eve, who were created and put in the Garden of Eden, until the end of the world, this rebellion, this self-centeredness and disobedience will continue.
从神开始创造以来，就是他所创造的头一对，亚当跟夏娃，在伊甸园里面，一直到这个世界的末了，这种悖逆，这种自我中心，这种不顺服，一直在继续不断。
For the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
因为圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏去了神的荣耀。We
have missed the mark.
我们没有达到神的标准。We
have broken the bounds.
我们超越了我们的范围。We
have rebelled against God's holy laws and requirements.
我们违背了神圣洁的律法和要求。
We've disobeyed God's truth and turned to our own selfish ways.
我们没有服从神的真理，我们偏行己路。
The Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way.
圣经告诉我们说，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
And the world is full of people like this sinner, doing their own thing, going their own way.
这个世界上面充满了像这个罪人的人，他们是偏行己路，他是为自己为罪而活。
They're living for self and for sin, and they will die in their sin just like this sinner.
他们既然是为自己为罪而活，他们也就
For God's warning is that the soul who sins shall surely die.
因为神是这样的警告我们，犯罪的他必死亡。
Not all sinners are in jail. Not all sinners are behind bars.
不是所有的罪人都关在监牢里，不是所有的罪人都在藏着铁窗封卫。
Many haven't been caught by the police.
很多人，很多罪人并没有被警察抓到。But
God sees into the hearts of all.
但是神能够知道人的心肠肺腑。Of
course, some people don't commit sin openly. It's in the heart, in their thoughts.
当然，很多人他们没有公开的犯罪，但是却在他们的心里。
But that doesn't matter. God knows our hearts. God knows our thoughts. He can see right into the inside of us.
不管在哪里犯罪都没有关系，但是神能够看到我们里面，能够看到我们心中，能够看出我们的意念。
As you know, the law of the land, the law of China, condemns murder.
那各位晓得，地上的律法就像中国的法律一样。
But God's word goes deeper. It condemns the hatred, the anger, the envy that's in our hearts, which leads to murder.
但是神的话，他所定罪的是更深一层，他要定那些仇恨、愤怒、嫉妒的罪，因为这些罪可以导致杀人。
The law of the land condemns theft.
我们地上的律法定偷盗的罪。
But God's word goes deeper. It condemns the covetousness and the greed that's in our hearts, which leads to theft.
但是神的话，它却更深一层的要定那个贪婪的罪。这个贪婪在我们心里面就能够导致偷盗。
Man condemns adultery.
人在定那些犯奸淫的人的罪。
But God's word goes deeper still. It condemns the lust that's in the heart, which leads to the outward sin of adultery.
但是神的话却更 更深一层的定那个情欲的罪，因为情欲在我们的心里面能够长出淫乱罪来。
In other words, the law of any country condemns the fruit of sin when it becomes open and evident for all to see.
换句话说，就是地上的律法所定的罪是罪的果，这个罪的果还没有长出来，还没有让人看到。
But God goes to the very root, the hidden roots of sin in our hearts and in our lives, which bear the awful fruit openly.
但是神的话所定的是那个果子的树的根，那个根藏在土里，藏在我们的心里，还没有长出来，人看不见。
A holy God punishes both the root and the fruit.
圣洁的神，他不仅是要惩罚果子，他也惩罚那个罪根。
Because if there wasn't the root of sin in our hearts, there wouldn't be the fruit of sin on our lips and in our lives.
因为如果在我们的心里面没有罪的根，那么这个罪的果子就不会在我们的生活当中，我们的生命当中显现出来。
Just as if there wasn't a chicken in that egg, it couldn't hatch out.
这个就好像啊，鸡如果它的生命不在鸡蛋里面，那个鸡蛋就不能够孵出小鸡来，是一样的。
And if there wasn't any lust, or any greed, or any envy, or hatred, or envy in our hearts, it wouldn't break out into open fruit.
这也好像如果没有情欲，没有贪婪，没有嫉妒，没有仇恨，没有愤怒，在我们的心里面也就不会有杀人、偷盗、淫乱等等，这个世界上就不会有了。
But because there are the seeds of rebellion and self-will in our hearts, they produce the awful fruit of sin in our lives.
由于我们悖逆跟我们的以自我为中心，那么有这个子，有一个种在我们的心里面，所以就能够在我们的生活当中长出罪来。
And sin earns the judgment of God.
罪要受到神的审判。
I wonder, are you like this sinner who are living for self and defying God?
那我不知道各位是不是像这个罪人一样的在悖逆神。
Are you breaking the greatest commandment by not loving God with all your heart and all your life?
那么你们是不是违背神，违反神的诫命？你们没有尽心尽意尽力的爱这位神呢？
Because if we break the greatest commandment, that is the greatest sin.
因为假如我们要违背了这个第一且是最大的律法诫命，我们就犯了最大的罪。
If we are not loving God with all our hearts and with all our strength and with all our mind, we are breaking the greatest sin, and we are committing the greatest sin and are sinning against a loving and holy God.
假如我们没有全心全意全性的爱神，我们就是违背了神的爱的律法，我们就应当受到神的审判。
And if we are rebelling against God like this sinner, we are ripe for God's judgment.
假如我们像这个罪人一样的悖逆神，我们就神要审判我们的时机也就快要成熟了。
But look at the second thing, not only the sinner's rebellion, but the sinner's railing.
我们再看第二件事，这个罪人呢，不仅仅是悖逆，他而且在讥诮，在奚落。
He who was hanged with Jesus railed on him, he mocked Jesus.
那个与耶稣同进十字架的囚犯，他讥诮耶稣。
He not only rebelled against God, but he mocked God.
他不仅仅悖逆神， 而且讥诮神。
He mocked God's Son, our Savior, the friend of sinners.
他讥诮神的儿子，我们的救主，罪人的朋友。
Now that was a foolish thing to do because Jesus was the only hope for sinful man, and to mock Jesus is the height of folly.
这是一个很愚蠢的事，因为耶稣基督是罪人的独一无二的救主，这样做就是拒绝要得到这位救主。
He mocked the loving Savior who had gone about doing good and healing the sick.
他讥诮这一位爱的救主，这个爱的救主，他为罪人死，医治有病的人。
He had fed the multitudes.
他曾经喂养过好几千人。
He had opened the eyes of the blind and cleansed the lepers.
他曾经把瞎子的眼给他治好，使大麻风的得到洁净。
He had raised the dead and he had blessed mankind.
他使死人从死里复活，给人有祝福。
He was a fool because the Bible says fools make a mock of God.
那么这个人是无知的，因为无知的人才会轻慢神。
Fools make a mock of God's love and God's truth.
那么这一位这个愚蠢无知的人，无知的人，他讥诮神的爱，讥诮神对于人的爱。
As if it wasn't enough to rebel against God, he added to his sin by railing on God and mocking God.
他好像啊，他悖逆神还不够，所以罪上加罪的又讥诮神。
He said, "If you're the Son of God, save yourself, and while you're doing it, save us too."
他说，你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吧？你为什么不这样做呢？
How foolish to mock the sinner's friend, the Savior of the world.
那我们要讥诮罪人的朋友，世界的救主，这是何等无知的事。
He mocked the only one who could forgive his sins.
他所讥诮的是唯一能够赦免他罪的那一位。
Oh, friends, don't mock God.
各位亲爱的朋友，神不要轻慢神。
We see the sinner's rebellion.We see his railing and we see his retribution.
我们看到了这个罪人的悖逆，看到了这个罪人的讥诮，现在我们要看这个罪人的报应。
Here was this man reaping the harvest, reaping the reward of his sins.
这个人正在收他所种的，就是他犯了罪，现在享受罪的恶果。
The Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap."
圣经告诉我们说，不要自欺。神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Just in the natural realm, if you sow wheat, you'll reap wheat. If you sow tomatoes, you'll reap tomatoes.
那么，就像我们。在这个世界上一样的，假如你种的是麦子，你收的就是麦子；你种的是马铃薯，你收的也是马铃薯。
And so in the spiritual realm, if you sow sin in your life, you'll reap the judgment of God.
在属灵的世上也是如此。如果你种的是罪，那么你收到的就是神的刑罚。
And there he was, receiving the wages for his sin, for the wages of sin is death.
他这个罪人在这个时候钉在十字架上所收的就是罪的工价，因为罪的工价就是死。
God has warned, be sure your sin will find you out.
神的话已经这样警告我们说，唯有犯罪的他必死亡。
God has said, "The soul that sinners shall surely die."
那么神的话说，唯有犯罪的，他必死亡。
This man, like many like him today, rebelled against God and railed on God.
这个人像今天很多人一样，悖逆神，并且讥诮神。
And now he is receiving the sure retribution for his sins.
那现在呢？ 他正在接受他犯罪的报应。
Sin is like a bloodhound that pursues its quarry.
罪就像一个警犬一样的，这个警犬正在要找它的猎取的东西。
It will surely find us out.
罪要赶上我们。
Sin is like our shadow that always follows after us.
罪就像我们的影子一样，这个影子是一直跟着我们的。
When we were kids, we used to try and run away from our shadow. But the faster we ran, the faster our shadow would follow us.
当我们小的时候的时候，我们常常想逃避自己的影子。我们逃避的愉快，这个影子也跟上来的愉快。
That's like sin. It will bound to follow you and catch up with you.
那么就像罪一样，它一定会赶上你，一定会抓住你。
Sin is like a boomerang that the Australian Aborigines use. It will always come back on your own head.
罪就像一种飞去来气一样，这种飞去来气是澳洲土人用的，他们放出去然后又回到自己的头上来。
Sin is like a cancer that grows and grows and grows until it kills us.
罪就像癌一样，它不断地成长，不断地成长，不断地成长，一直长到让我们死了为止。
The Bible said it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death, judgment.
圣经告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So the judgment, God's retribution on sin is as sure to follow as night follows day.
所以审判以及对于罪的报应，就像夜晚随着白天一样的必然会来到一样的必然来到。
So if we reject God's loving provision and God's eternal salvation, then the end is eternal destruction.
因此，如果我们拒绝神的爱以及他永久的救恩，那么我们的结局就是沉沦。
Oh friends, don't harden your hearts like this sinner. Don't continue in sin.
各位亲爱的朋友，不要像这个罪人一样的硬着你的心肠，不要继续犯罪。
Don't delay in turning from your sin and accepting God's love and God's offer of salvation.
从你的罪这件事上转回来接受神的救恩这件事情，千万不要单言。
We have good news. Today is the day of salvation.
我们有一个好消息，今天就是拯救的日子。
There is no need to die in your sin.
我们不必死在自己的罪里。
No need to be like this sinner, because God has provided a salvation from sin, a remedy.
我们也不必像这个罪人一样，因为神给我们预备了救恩，预备了救赎。
But if we refuse God's grace, then like this sinner, we will die in our sins.
但是如果我们拒绝神的恩典，那么就像这个罪人一样，我们就要死在罪中。
I want us to look at the central cross, the second cross where we see a dying Savior.
那么现在我要求各位看加六山中间的那个十字架，在那个十字架上挂着受死的是我们的救主耶稣基督。
Here we see the Savior dying for sin.
现在我们看到的是这一位救主为罪而死。
The first sinner died in his sin. Jesus is dying for sin.
第一个罪人，我们看到他是在自己的罪里死了。而耶稣呢，是为罪而死。
Let's see three things about Jesus.
我们现在来思想耶稣的三件事。
First, his virgin birth.
第一个是他借童女所生。
Last time I was with you, we referred to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
在上一次个人在这里讲到的时候，我们曾经提到以赛亚第七章第十四节。
Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
那个地方我们读到过说看哪必有童女怀孕生子给他起名叫以马内利以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
Now I'm emphasizing this truth of the virgin birth because it is so important to realize that Jesus is the Son of God by the virgin birth.
我要特别强调童女生子这个真理，因为这个真理是太要紧了。我们借着这个真理可以知道，耶稣是神的儿子，是借着童女而生的。
Jesus had no human father, and so he could escape the stain of hereditary sin.
耶稣没有属世的血气的父亲，所以呢，他没有遗传的罪。
Thus he was perfect and without sin.
所以他是完全的，他是无罪的。
Even at the age of 12, Jesus realized that God was his father. Joseph was not his father.
他在12岁那小的年纪，耶稣就晓得了，约瑟不是他的父亲，天上的神才是他的父。
Now doubtless Joseph was Jesus' foster father. He was registered under Joseph's name in the town village office at Nazareth.
那约瑟是耶稣基督在拿撒勒那个地方出生以后，他出生纸上所登记的那个肉身的父亲。Now
one day Mary, Jesus' mother, said to Jesus, "Your father, meaning Joseph, your father and I have been looking everywhere for you."
那么有一天，耶稣的母亲玛利亚就对耶稣说。
But Jesus said, "Didn't you realize that I must be in my Father's house?" Speaking of the house of God.
耶稣就对玛利亚说，他说：“你难道不晓得吗？我应该在我父的家里面。”他这个父的家是指着圣殿而言。
So he was conscious even then that Joseph wasn't his father, but his father was God.
所以他在那个时候就已经很清楚了，约瑟不是他的父亲，他的父亲是天上的神。At
his baptism, God acknowledged that Jesus was his beloved son in whom he was well pleased.
当耶稣受洗的时候，神就承认了耶稣
Jesus is God incarnate.
耶稣是神在肉身的显现。God
took a human body like ours and revealed himself in this world of flesh.
神呢，他像我们一样的取了一个人的身体，在这个
The Bible says that Jesus Christ is God revealed or manifest in the flesh.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督是成了肉身来的。And
his purpose in coming in this flesh was to bear our sins in his own body on the tree, on the cross.
他之所以要成为肉身来，是为了要借着他的身体来担当我们的罪，在十字架上。And
thus by bearing our sins and dying on the cross, he frees us, he releases us from Satan's bondage and destroys the work of the devil in our lives.
记住，他在十字架上承担我们的罪，他就把我们从撒旦的奴役之下 撒旦的捆绑之下释放出来，败坏了魔鬼在我们生命当中的作为。You
know that at Christmas we celebrate Jesus' virgin birth.
各位知道，我们在圣诞节的时候纪念耶稣的生，就是 他从童女而生。
Christ's birth changed history.
耶稣基督的出生改变了历史。
It divided the Western calendar into BC and AD.
把西方的这个年历分成几元前与几元后这两个时代。
Jesus' virgin birth is an historical fact.
耶稣基督的出生成了一个历史上很重要的事实。
The eternal creator became man to share our lives and to bear our sins.
永生的创造者变成了人，跟我们分享我们的生命，跟我们替我们担当罪孽。
Now, if Jesus is not the Son of God, he is a fraud.
假如耶稣不是神的儿子，他就是一个大骗子。
And so he can't forgive us our sins.
因此，他也就不能够赦免我们的罪。
Because many times Jesus himself claimed to be the Son of God.
因为耶稣有很多次宣称他是神的儿子。
So here on the central cross, we see the sinless Son of God.
现在我们在中间的这个十字架上看到一位无罪的神的儿子。
We see the Savior of the world dying for our sins.
我们看到世界的救主为我们的罪而死。
Secondly, we see his victorious death, his vicarious death, I'm sorry.
那第二件我们看到的是他的代死。
Christ's death on the cross was a vicarious sacrifice for sin.
耶稣在十字架上的死是为我们的罪所献上的一个代替的祭物。
It was a substitutionary death for us and for all sinful men.
因此，这个死就是替我们，也是代替所有罪人的一种替死。
The Bible says that God made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him.
神的话告诉我们说，神使那无罪的，就是耶稣基督，替我们，就是这些罪人，为罪而成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Here is the Lamb of God dying to bear away the sins of the whole world.
这个就是神的羔羊，就是在代替这个担负世人罪孽的，正在十字架上受死。
Jesus did not die as a martyr.
耶稣基督没有作为一个殉道者这样受死。
His death was not as a victim of circumstances.
他也不是好像因为环境而犯罪的人那一样受死。
But was a substitute for our sins.
但是他却是我们罪的一个代替。
He was a perfect sacrifice who completely atones and takes away our sin.
他是一个完全的祭牲，这个祭牲救赎了，并且也担当了，除去了我们所有的罪。
The wages of sin is death. Jesus bore that death for us on the cross.
罪的工价就是死。耶稣基督在十字架上就担当了这种死。
During the American Civil War, a married man with several children was drafted.
在美国南北战争期间，有一个已经结婚有了儿女的人，他被征召入伍。
We'll call him A.
我们称他为甲。
Now his friend B.A single man took pity, took compassion on his friend, and he enlisted in A's place.
他的朋友我们称他为 B, 称他为乙。这个乙啊是一个单身汉，他就同情甲，所以呢就代替甲 去入伍了。
Now in the course of the war, B died instead of his friend A. He died as A, having taken A's name and number.
在内战期间，乙就代替甲，并且作为甲死了，因为他是用甲的名字而入伍的。
Now, as the war progressed, men became short.
那当战争继续这个进行的时候，人力一天比一天需要，也一天比一天短少。
And so again, A was drafted.
因此啊，甲又被征召入伍了。
But as A had already died in B, he was not liable for the draft again.
但是由于这个甲已经以乙啊，已经那么由乙啊代替他死掉了，所以他就不必再入伍。
So in Christ, our sin has been judged and has been punished on the cross.
所以在基督里面，我们的罪已经受到审判，在十字架上也受到刑罚了。
On the cross, Jesus died for us.
在十字架上，耶稣替我们死了。
He bore God's wrath against sin and paid our penalty for us.
他承受了神对正的对罪的愤怒，也付出了我们要受的，也担当了我们要受的刑罚。
He bore the curse of our sin on the cross, and so we have been freed from sin's curse.
他在十字架上承受了我们罪的咒诅，所以我们就从罪的咒诅里面得到释放。
Christ not only died for Barabbas, he died for you and he died for me.
耶稣基督不仅仅是代替巴拉巴死了，也代替你，也代替我死。
Jesus is the mediator between God and sinful man who joins us together.
耶稣基督是神与罪人中间的中保，他使我们与神和好了。
By our sin, we have been separated from a holy God, and we've been separated from one another.
由于罪的缘故，我们与圣洁的神隔离了，我们人与人之间也因为罪的缘故而隔离了。
Both the vertical relationship between God and man and the horizontal relationship between men have been broken because of sin.
神与人之间这种重的关系，以及人与人之间这种横的关系，都因为人犯罪的缘故而断绝了。
But the cross of Jesus reconciles man with God and man with his brother.
但是耶稣基督在十字架上却把人与神的关系，人与人的关系，就是弟兄之间的关系，恢复了，和好了。
Because Christ's atoning death has removed the barrier of sin which separates man from God and man from his brother.
因为耶稣基督代赎的这个死，已经把神与人之间的拦阻，人与人之间的障碍给我们除去了。
Thirdly, we see Christ's victorious resurrection.
第三样我们看到的是耶稣基督胜利的复活。
Christ rose triumphantly from the grave.
基督胜利地从死里复活了。
According to the Bible, Jesus died for our sins. He was buried, but after 3 days, the tomb was empty.
根据圣经所记，耶稣基督为我们的罪在十字架上死了，被埋葬了。但是第三天，他的坟墓却是空了。
And an angel messenger announced, He's not here, He's risen, as he said.
因为天使他这样说，他不在这里，照他所说的，已经复活了。
The same body that was nailed to the cross arose from the grave.
这个身体就是被钉在十字架上的那个身体，已经从死里复活了。
His hands and his feet bore the prints of the nails.
他的 手上他的脚上他带着钉痕。
His side bore the mark of the spear that was thrust through his heart.
他的肋旁也带着那个刺透他心的那个枪伤。
And Jesus showed his disciples his hands and his feet, and he showed them the wound in his side.
那么耶稣基督他曾经把他手上的钉痕拿给显给他的门徒看，也把他肋旁的枪伤指给他的门徒看，他们就相信了。
Unlike religious leaders and founders of religions who just died and were buried, Christ rose again.
他不像世界上面其他宗教的领袖一样，那些领袖死了埋葬了，但是耶稣却复活了。
The devotees of different religions proudly point to the tombs of their founders.
那些各种宗教的皈依者，他们都很骄傲的，自以为荣耀的指着他们那些宗教的教主的坟墓。
But Christians rejoice in a risen Savior whose tomb is empty.
但是基督徒他们却以他们救主的坟墓是空了这件事情为光荣，为喜乐。
Now, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then Christianity is a fraud.
假如耶稣基督没有从死里复活，那么我告诉各位，基督教整个的就是一个骗局。
For Christ himself many times promised that he'd rise again the third day.
因为耶稣基督曾经不止一次的这样应许我们说，他第三天要从死里复活。
And his disciples preached the gospel that Christ died and rose again.
他的门徒也这样子在外面传讲，基督在十字架上死了，又从死里复活了。
Our faith is founded on the fact of Christ's victorious resurrection from the dead.
我们的信心基础就建筑在耶稣基督他从死里复活这件事情上面。
Paul said, "If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is vain. You are still in your sins."
保罗曾经这样讲过。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然，你们仍在罪里。
But praise God, Jesus did rise from the dead the third day as he promised.
但是感谢神，赞美神，耶稣基督正如他所应许的，第三天从死里复活了。
He conquered death and hell, sin and Satan.
他征服了死亡，征服了地狱，也胜过了罪与撒旦。
He is thus a living, a powerful, a mighty Savior who is able to save us to the uttermost.
因此，他就是一位活的、有能力的救主，他能够拯救我们到底。
After his resurrection, he was seen on various occasions by many of his disciples, at once by 500 people together.
耶稣基督复活以后，他曾经在许多场合被人看见，一次有500人之多看到他复活以后。
Even Thomas the skeptic was convinced when he saw the risen Lord.
即使多马那个怀疑者，他也因为看到耶稣基督而相信了。
Thomas said, "Except I see the marks in his hands." And put my hand in his pierced side, I won't believe.
多马他曾经这样讲过，我非看见耶稣基督他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
But when Thomas saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and said, "My Lord and my God."
但是当多马看到主耶稣的时候，他就说，我的主，我的神。
I'm glad there was a skeptic among the disciples.
我很高兴呢，在耶稣的门徒里面有一个怀疑论者。
Because if Thomas was convinced, There's no need for any of us to doubt.
因为假如像这个怀疑的多马他都相信了，那么我们啊就用不着再怀疑了。
So the cross of Calvary was a triumph, not a tragedy.
因此加勒山的十字架是一个胜利的标记，而不是一个悲剧。
The apparent victory for the devil was turned into defeat.
那恶者表面的胜利已经变成了失败。
Because Christ conquered sin and Satan and rose triumphantly from the dead.
因为基督胜过了罪与撒旦，并且这个得胜的从死里复活了。
Let us look to him and believe on him, a victorious Savior dying for our sins.
让我们抬头仰望他，相信他，接受这一位胜过死亡的救主。
Thirdly and briefly, the dying saint.
那最后，我们要看第三位，就是要死的一位圣徒。
Here we see a man dying to sin.
我们现在看到的这个人，他是向罪死了。
It may seem strange calling this second malefactor a saint.
我们称这个坏人为圣徒，也许好像有一点奇怪。
Because he certainly wasn't a saint when he was nailed to the cross.
因为他在钉上十字架的时候绝对不是一个圣徒。
He was exactly like the first man.
他实际上跟第一个强盗是一样的。
But by the time his body was taken down from the cross, a change had gone on in his heart.
但是当他的身体从十字架上被取下来的时候，他有了一个很大的改变。
We'll see three things about this man.
我们可以看有关这个人的三件事。
First, the sinner's plea.
第一个，我们看这个罪人的请求。
Verse 42 says, And this man said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
四十二节告诉我们说，那个罪人就说，耶稣啊，主啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
If you read the other Gospels, you will see that at the beginning, he was just like his friend. He mocked, he reviled the Lord Jesus.
假如各位要读别的福音书，你就可以看到这个罪人跟另外的强盗完全一样，他也奚落讥诮耶稣。
But as he observed Jesus, as he saw his love and his compassion and how he prayed for his enemies, his heart was changed.
但是当这个罪人看到耶稣，看到耶稣的爱，看到耶稣的情感，看到他怎么样为那些为他的敌人而祷告，他的心就改变了。
He was convicted of his sin. He confessed that sin, and he was converted.
他被判了罪，他也承认了他的罪，并且悔改。
He acknowledged his sin. In verse 41, he said to his friend, "Be quiet." We indeed justly, we are receiving the just reward for our sin.
那么他承认了他的罪，在四十一节，我们看到他叫他的另外一个强盗的朋友不要再讲话了。他说我们呢是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
So he acknowledged his sin. And he acknowledged that the punishment, the retribution was just, that God's judgment was righteous.
那么在这个地方啊，我们看到他承认了他的罪，他承认了他所受的是一种报应，他承认了神的审判是公义。
And then he confessed Christ as his Savior and asked for mercy.
那么然后啊，他也承认耶稣是救主，并且求他连续。
Remember me, be merciful unto me.
他说，求你纪念我。
And as we can imagine, all those who call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
那么这样，我们就可以晓得圣经上有一句话告诉我们说，凡求告主名的，就必得救。
He fulfilled the conditions of salvation. He repented, he believed, and he received Christ the Savior.
他悔改了，相信了，也得到耶稣基督，因为信而得到的救恩。
And as God has promised, that moment, even though it was the 11th hour, he was saved.
那么他呢，也就照着神的应许，虽然他被钉在十字架上，已经是第十一个钟头了，他仍然得救。
The Lord is merciful to all those who call upon him.
神对于求告他名的都是有爱心、有慈爱的。
Secondly, the Savior's promise.
第二，我们看到是救主的应许。
Jesus said, truly, today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣基督说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
This shows how quickly, how simply, and how definitely a person can be changed.
这句话让我们看到一个人要改变是能够怎么样的迅速，怎么样的确实，怎么样的没有疑问，怎么样的简单。
He didn't believe anything too difficult.
他没有那么相信什么很艰深的道理。
He was simply saved through repentance and faith. He was saved by God's grace.
他只是因为悔改，因为信心，因为神的恩典而得救。
By recognizing his need and calling upon the name of the Lord.
那么他只是承认他自己的需要，求告主的名。
This was a personal act of faith.
这是一个个人的行动。
By receiving God's grace and forgiveness into his heart.
接受神的救恩，接受神的赦免在心里面。
Not just understanding it up here in our head, but receiving Christ down here in our hearts.
不是在这个地方我们的头脑就是来接受他，而是在这个地方我们用心灵诚实来接受他。
We must acknowledge that Jesus is not only the Savior of the world, but acknowledge him as my own personal Savior.
我们不仅仅要承认耶稣基督是世界的救主，而且要接受他作为我们个人的救主。
If we will receive Jesus today, our lives will be suddenly changed like this man's.
假如我们今天接受了耶稣基督，我们就会像这个人一样的迅速的心里面。 有改变,
change from death to life.
从死亡到生命,
from sin to salvation.
从罪到得救,
from darkness to light.
从黑暗到光明,
from despair to hope.
从失望到希望,
it's possible to believe all that I have said, but unless we receive Jesus ourselves personally, his death on the cross is of no avail to you.
我今天所讲的话，大家很可能呢都相信，但是除非你接受耶稣基督，他的死对你就没有用。However
much you know about a train timetable, and if even you buy a ticket and wait on the right platform, unless you board the train, you won't go anywhere.
不管呢，你对于火车时刻表是怎么样的了解。 甚至于你也买了一张票，并且在月台上面等火车，但是除非你上了火车，你就不能到哪里去。And
however much you know of the way of salvation, unless you accept Jesus as your Savior, you'll never get to heaven.
不管你多懂救恩之道，但是除非你接受了耶稣做你个人的救主，你就不能够到天上去。
We need not only to believe his promises, we need to accept him as our Savior.
我们不仅需要来相信他的应许，而且需要接受他做我们的救主。
Lastly, we see the saints' paradise.
那么最后我们看到的是圣徒的乐园。
Jesus said, today, you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣对这个罪人说，今日。
Just as hell is prepared for the devil and his host of unbelievers, so God has prepared a place in heaven for those who believe on him.
就像地狱是为撒旦和撒旦的一群所预备的一样，神为我们这些信徒预备了一个地方，这个地方据我们所知道的叫做天堂。
Jesus said, In my Father's house there are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you.
耶稣基督曾经这样说，在我父的家里有许多住处，我去是为你们预备地方去的。Now
notice that Jesus didn't say to this malefactor that he would go to purgatory as the Roman Catholics teach.
各位请注意，耶稣在这个地方没有像罗马教的教训这样讲，说是这个罪人、这个坏人要到炼狱里面去。For
there is no such place as purgatory.
因为没有炼狱这种地方。Jesus
said today, in spite of all his sin, he would go to be with Jesus in paradise, not purgatory.
耶稣他这样说，不管你过去犯了多少罪，今天你要与我在乐园里了，没有炼狱这个地方。When
we die, we either go to heaven or hell.
那么我们死了以后，我们不是
Either paradise or perdition. Jesus forgave this sinner his sins and gave him the assurance that he would be with him that day in paradise.
耶稣赦免了这个罪人的罪，他并且给他一个确实的保证，就是他在那一天
That night, when he had died, the soldiers took down the body and threw it on the rubbish heap outside the city of Jerusalem in the valley of Hinnom, where it was burnt with all the rubbish from Jerusalem.
那么在那天晚上，那个人死了以后，他的尸体要被带到那个新嫩谷的一个对拉萨的 那个山坡上面被烧掉，而他的灵魂呢，却要到耶稣那个地方去。His
body may have been thrown on the rubbish heap, but his soul went to be with the Lord.
他的灵魂可能是被烧在新嫩谷那个乱山被拉萨的地方，但是他的灵魂却要在乐园里面与耶稣基督同在。